The State Bank of Pakistan, SBP, reported a week-on-week increase of $118 million in its foreign exchange reserves, taking the total to $10.3 billion as of May 2, 2025. According to the latest data released on Thursday, Pakistan's total liquid foreign reserves stood at $15.5 billion, including $5.2 billion held by commercial banks. The uptick in SBP reserves signals improved external account stability, offering some relief amid ongoing economic challenges. While the central bank did not specify the source of the increase, such gains are typically attributed to inflows from multilateral institutions, exports, or remittances. Gold prices in Pakistan declined on Thursday, mirroring a downward trend in the international market. According to the All Pakistan Gems and Jewelers Serafa Association, APGSA, the price of gold fell by 4,200 rupees per tola, bringing it down to 352,700 rupees in the local market. Similarly, the rate for 10 grams of gold dropped by 3,601 rupees, settling at 302,383 rupees. This followed a modest gain on Wednesday, when the price per tola had risen by 800 rupees, reaching 356,900 rupees. Internationally, gold prices also slipped on Thursday. The global rate stood at $3,343 per ounce, including a $20 premium, reflecting a $42 decrease for the day, as per APGSA. Adnan Agar, director at Interactive Commodities, commented on the recent decline in gold prices, stating, "As news emerges regarding ongoing China-US trade talks, we are seeing downward pressure on gold. Market sentiment is shifting towards risk on assets, reducing the appeal of safe havens like gold." Gold prices inched lower on Thursday, ahead of U.S. President Donald Trump's likely announcement of a trade deal between the United States and Britain. Spot gold was down 0.1% to $3,362.19 an ounce as of 1,318 GMT, after rising 1% earlier in the session. U.S. gold futures slipped 0.7% to $3,368.50. The gold market has been very volatile. "What you're seeing are short-term investors buying and selling based on news headlines," said Jeffrey Christian, managing partner of CPM Group. Meanwhile, the Pakistani rupee recorded a slight depreciation against the U.S. dollar for the fifth day in a row, edging down by 0.02% in the interbank market on Thursday. By the end of the trading day, the rupee settled at 281.52, marking a minor loss of 5 paise compared to Wednesday's closing rate of 281.47. On the global front, the U.S. dollar remained firm against the euro on Thursday, maintaining gains from the previous day, the strongest in 2 weeks after the Federal Reserve highlighted growing economic risks from elevated inflation and rising unemployment.